Black leaders don't trust black leaders. Black leaders have no idea how to run an economy. They don't know who introduced what. Europeans introduced South Africa. South Africa was built by Europeans. You understand me? They built electricity, roads, railway, buildings you see in South Africa. This is why South Africa is the only country which was much richer than a lot of African countries. It's because of white people there. Because of white people. That's why black people are benefiting from things they didn't build in South Africa. They didn't build those things. You understand? But they're benefiting. They have no idea that without white people there, the country will collapse straight into the drain. Straight into the drain. Because a lot of black people, they don't know, number one, you need science and technology to produce electricity. You need science and technology to produce clean water. You need science and technology to produce roads, railway, all these other things. White people are the ones who introduced it and they're the ones running it. Clean water, you need chlorine, you need all these. Black people don't know anything about that. You see, they don't know anything. So if you take things from white people and take land from white people, when white people invested and developed these things, you know, Europeans introduced farming. They're the ones who started to make land to produce food. After noticing that Africans were hunter-gatherers, we were hunting animals, killing impalas and things of that nature, eating wildebeest and killing impalas for food. Africans didn't farm. Africans didn't farm. No African person farmed in Africa. Nobody. Farming was introduced by white people. Black people just, they gathered fruits in forest. Fruits which naturally grow in forest and eat. When Europeans realized you can't feed anyone like that. So they started designing cities, a place where people live, farms, a place where food is going to be produced. It's the most complicated job. It's the most complicated job to deal with land. Because you need here, you need to deal with the land soil. You need to start studying each and every soil in South Africa. Before you don't just farm. You see, a land for maize, a place where you put maize or corn maize and bananas and grapes, all those lands need a different type of land. So you need to test the land and see what type of soil is grown here. What type of soil can we grow certain type of seeds? In this technology, no South African knows anything. They don't know how to deal with the land. The white people can tell you this land is for grapes. This land, we tested this soil. It's not good for this type of crops. This type of soil needs sugar cane. This type of soil needs this and that. All that technology, white people have got them. They've been doing this. They've been doing this for over 300 years. Currently in South Africa, there is no black person with technology to farm. At the moment, currently, many people in South Africa have no idea who's producing their food. You go and ask a South African, where do you think the meat is coming from? The meat you are eating, everything eaten in South Africa is produced by white people. A lot of black people, including black politicians, have no idea. The money you are earning, the rent you are earning, white people introduced that. The white population you see in South Africa introduced the rent. It was never introduced by South Africa. This is why Zimbabwe collapsed. The dollar which was used in Zimbabwe, Zimbabweans didn't introduce that. Europeans introduced that. They introduced that. This is why it was easy for them to collapse it. They can collapse it if they want. Because they can say, well, you black people introduced your own money. Introduced only your money. And in black people would be like, oh my God, what are you going to introduce besides the rent? What are you going to introduce? And whatever you're going to introduce will be valueless. No one wants it. A lot of people, they don't know. The people to blame in South Africa is the ANC, not white farmer, not your white woman who's producing chickens. That was the reason why you are suffering in South Africa. A person producing pigs or a person producing milk in the rural, in the farming, is the problem why you're poor? No, you're poor because of your governments. Look at it in Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans today are poor, not because of any white people. In fact, when white people were producing food, Zimbabwe was producing almost 10 times more food than it needs. When white people stopped producing food, no one could. Nobody, no black person, not even a single. Go and ask the Zimbabwean there. Nobody produces food. When white people just stopped, like, okay, let's stop producing. Let these black people do it. Guess what? Not even a single black person can feed even less than 200 people. Zero, nobody. Nobody, everyone is a beggar now.